seconds, W5DPK.
You got an accurate clock, man.
What?
You got a pretty good clock over there.
Yeah,
it's right over here on my television. Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Can't believe it cost me 20 minutes.
Well, no, I came close about 2 weeks ago, but he got away.
You're right about that. Oh, Dennis, before the net starts, have you got Bob's listing from this morning that is 2-1s?
Yeah, somewhere.
Why?
No, he just asked if we would repeat that for him tonight.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't get dark enough early enough, and I can't be heard that well.
Yeah.
Sometimes the net's over before it gets dark enough.
What things you've been doing, it could be.
Yeah.
I gotta get quiet. CAM5QS.
Good evening, one and all, and welcome to the Continental Traders Net. My name is Dennis. My call is Whiskey 5 Delta Papa Kilo. I'll be at least one of your net controls this evening. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for the buying, selling, and trading of amateur radio equipment and a source of information, announcements, and items of interest to the amateur radio community. There are a few simple guidelines. Emergency traffic always has priority. Anyone with emergency traffic should interrupt at any time. Do we have any emergency traffic before we get started? We accept and encourage third-party listings. As long as they're not from a commercial dealer. If you have a third-party listing, what we ask you to do is identify who that third party is, along with contact information such as phone number and or email address. This is a directed net. Please channel all your questions or comments through net control. This rule is important for net discipline. This is a buyer beware net. The net control is absolutely, positively not responsible for any deals. And please do the price negotiation thing on the phone or on another frequency. During the net, please turn off your box. We don't need to hear you coughing and sputtering in the background. And if you plan on listing something on the net for sale, or if you have a want, be sure to use your amplifier, as we've got a bit of noise this evening on the 75 meter band. Traders Nets. The Sunday morning net meets at 10 a.m. on 7245. It's called the Sunday Morning Texas Traders Net. Sunday night, this net meets at 7:30 on 3922. It's called the Continental Traders Net. Monday nights at 8 p.m. on the NCTC VHF-UHF repeater system, we have a Traders Net also. There's about 35 different repeaters tied into the system, ranging from a distance of Longview out to San Angelo, as far north as the Oklahoma border and about as far south as Waco. If you're interested in listening to the net, it's Monday evenings at 8 o'clock. And look for the NCTC webpage that will give you all the participating repeaters. Let's see, Wednesday nights at 7:30 on frequency 3870. It's a Boat Anchors Unlimited net. This is a net for the older two-type sideband equipment, including the hybrids. It's mostly rag too, but there's some buying and selling going on. And on Friday nights at 7:30 on 3870, it's the Friday night 3870 Traders Net. All times are Central Standard Time. Okay, next we're going to talk about some hamfests coming up in the near future. I'm going to skip around a little bit because I wrote them that way, but let's start first, October 31st, that's Halloween morning, it's on a Saturday. The Kilgore tailgate sale is going to take place in downtown Kilgore, Texas, October 31st. Also, October 31st is the Springtown, Texas Hamfest, that's located in Springtown. Let's see, October 10th is the Wood County Amateur Radio Club tailgate sale. That's going to take place in Quitman, Texas at the Jim Hogg Park. That's on Highway 37, just south of downtown Quitman, Texas. Let's see here. Also, October 10th, 2026, it's the Atlanta Hamfest, Atlanta, Texas. Belton this year is October 2nd and 3rd. Jay will say a few hundred words about that later on in the show. November 13th and 14th is the El Campo, Texas Hamfest, located in El Campo. Joplin, Missouri is going to have a ham fest August 21st and 22nd. That's Joplin, Missouri. October 17th, 2026 is the 7290 net will have their picnic. That's going to be in Gilmer, Texas. Go to their website for other information. Let's see, October 24th is Ardmore, Texoma Hamfest. September 12th is the Mena, up on top of the mountain, Mena, Arkansas Hamfest. November 14th is the Fannin County Hamfest. That's in Bonham, Texas. And December 6th is the Minden, Louisiana Hamfest. That's December 6th. And I believe that's all the ham fests I have to list. Are there any others or any questions about what we just talked about? Or any additions to the list?
Just the one addition we had this morning. The Slidell Ham Fest has been canceled for this year.
Yeah, I probably should have mentioned that. It's scratched off my list. Slidell has been canceled. It was September 4th and 5th. Slidell is canceled.
What about Belton?
Well, we'll get to it.
Belton a little later in the program.
Okay, maybe we can get filled in about that in a bit here.
Oh, I'll tell you what. KM5QS will fill you full of all sorts of stuff about Belton.
Gee, thanks.
I'm just trying to be accurate.
Okay, well, you want me to get it over with?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'll do it. Yes, sir. 46 days from now, I will pull up on the parking lot and start setting up the pit. I will be accompanied by several individuals that are going to help and do the thing like we did last time. The barbecue should be a success. We're going to cook lots of brisket. Temple Amateur Radio Club, of which I am a member now, is going to look forward to putting on a very nice ham fest as usual. Tables, I don't know if tables are sold out yet, but they will be if you don't get on them pretty quick, because the tables inside have been on sale since July. It's the April 2nd and 3rd are the official dates. Friday is the setup day, and Saturday the 3rd is the actual ham fest day. However, we get there on the 1st, Thursday, and generally make it a three-day event one way or another. You don't have to be there on the 1st to attend, but if you are, it's still fun. Anyway, the pit will be as usual, donations. We don't sell anything. We just cook it and you eat it, and if you like it, you can put some money in the pot. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it. You just, whatever, just go away. looking forward to having a really good time seeing everybody in one thing and another. And if anybody has any questions about Belton, you can contact me by email or catch me on the phone, and I'll try to find out whatever you need to know. KM5QS.
Hey, it's October, not April.
I did say October. I thought I said October.
I thought so too. You said April at one point.
Well, we had one in April. That's what. Okay, never mind. I shouldn't have thrown that in there. But yes, October 2nd and 3rd.
All right. Anyone have any other questions about the upcoming Belton Ham Fest? Then. This is W5DPK. My name is Dennis. We're in Longview, Texas. The band isn't fully opened yet, but we'll get started here and try to get through some of this propagation problem. So, if you have something that you'd like to sell or purchase or trade for or even give away, come now with your call sign suffix.
We're hearing you, Dennis.
Well, good.
Delta Hotel Echo.
K5BHD. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I don't know if they're free.
Jim, I didn't copy much of that. I got your phone number and that's about it. Do you have the amplifier turned on?
4-5-7, 4-way, coming
in. Alright, say again.
R4C and a T4CX MD2000 with frequency deployed as well. $632.
No, I don't copy. Anyone relink?
I think he's got some Drakes for sale, an R4C and something else. I can't pull it all out either.
PX-14.
All right. Jim, why don't you wait about 15 minutes and let's try it again. I think the band will open up a little bit. You're in the noise up and down. This is W5DPK, buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now.
KF6TX.
Alright, KF6TI, Ray, go ahead.
Okay, well, gentlemen, I've been here, now keep it up and see if we can get something sold here. I have three items. I have a Heathkit SA2710, that's the 80 through 10, no meter. I'm asking $100 or, and the shipping is negotiable price-wise because I know things have gone up. I was going to say $25, but it may be more than that now. The second item is a Palstar HE2K tuner. I'm asking, everybody else is asking about $450. I'm asking $375. There's nothing wrong with it. Works great. And shipping, I think, will be about $50 because that sucker's heavy. The third item is I have an old ICOM 730. It's actually a pretty interesting radio, as it was back in its day. So, I'm asking $100 for it. It does work. There are a few things that are needing to be done, but that's why the price is what it is. $100. You come and get it. Otherwise, about $25-$30, whatever, for shipping. You can reach me at 936-380-2121. Again, the phone number, 936-380-2121. And the call here is KF, as in Frank, 6TI down here in Conroe, Texas. There you go. Thank you, Dennis.
KF6TI, Ray Conroe's got a SA2040 for sale, the 2040 tuner, KW tuner, plus a little, $100 plus shipping. Got a Palstar 2K for $375 plus shipping, and he's got a ICOM 730, needs a little TLC for $100 plus shipping. Phone number 936-380-2121. Again, 936-380-2121. Anyone need a fill? All right, anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now. Like that, let's do some listings from Friday night. We'll burn a little time here, then we'll go back to Jim out there and get his listing again on that Drake stuff he's got for sale. Alright, let's see. KK5 Tango Charlie. KK5TC, that's Robert. He's down in Houston. He's got an MFJ 989 tuner. I believe it's a 989 Bravo. $300 plus shipping. Or pickup in Houston. Or I think he's going to Belton. Pick it up at Belton. He's got a Palstar AT1500. AL for $375. BAL, that's a balance line tuner for $375. Let's see, Robert Scooting QRZ Kilo Kilo 5 Tango Charlie. His phone number is 832-687-2906. 832-687-2906. Anyone need a fill? Whiskey Bravo 5 Oscar Zulu Zulu. Don Lucchini. Looking for an Alpha 86. He's also looking for a Kenwood TL922. I believe he's still looking for a TS590SG, and he's looking for four 4-400s. Don Scooting QRZ, Whiskey Bravo 5 Oscar Zulu Zulu, his phone number, 832-755-2341, 832-755-2341. Let's see, Kilo Charlie 5 Lima Whiskey Kilo Doug in Conroe. He's got a pair of Pinta 3-500 CGs. For $600. They're brand new in the box. He's got a ICOM IC91A with D-Star and charger for $175. He's got an ICOM 9700 for $1,700. He's got a matched 2-meter loops pulse-aged. They'll handle 1,500 watts for $250. I believe this stuff is all going to Belton. Let's see, he's got a couple of Heil Gold Elites, $140 a piece for those microphones. He's got a Henry 2KD5 amplifier he's taking to Belton. You can pick it up there. I forgot what price he had on it.
$1,500.
And he's looking for a Henry 3K. That's the console model. Doug is good in QRZ, Kilo Charlie 5, Lima Whiskey Kilo. You can call him or text him first at 936-230-7585. 936-230-7585. And Doug is in Conroe. Anyone need a fill? This is W5BPK. You're listening to the Continental Traders Net. Let's try Jim, DHE. K5DHE, is the band opened up a little bit for you? Guess not. All right, anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now.
Let me do Bob's for him, because the way conditions are, if that's all right.
Okay, yeah, you have Sunday's listings or this morning's listings? You can do those too if you like.
No, I don't have anything from this morning. Oh, yes, I don't. I thought I did, but I don't.
Okay, go ahead with yours, then I'll find Sunday.
Okay. Bob, Kilo Alpha 5, Charlie X-Ray Golf in San Angelo, Texas, is wanting to buy a Yaesu FT-1000 Mark V Field. If you got one of those laying around that you would be willing to part with. He is also trying to find another Kenwood TS-850. So if you have either of those in good working order, Bob would love to talk to you at area code 325-650-3191. 325-650-3191. Anyone need a fill? Okay, back net control.
All right, and I've got a couple from this morning. Let's see. N0SAP, that's SAP, in Nixon, Missouri. It has a high gain DX88 vertical for sale. He does have the 160 meter kit for it also for $300. He has a butternut vertical, 80 through 10 meters, for $300. He has two aluminum pole bags. Now, these are military, probably 3 foot or 4 foot interconnecting poles, aluminum, to build a little center tower, so to speak, probably 20, 30 feet, whatever. He's got two of those, $50 a piece. $50 a piece. Let's see, Seth is getting QRZ, is called N0 Sugar Alpha Papa. His phone number is 417-425-6480. Again, 417-425-6480. And let's see what else. Oh, he's getting QRZ. All right, Ricky, Kilo Echo 5, Papa Yankee X-ray. He's in Beaumont. He's got some amplifiers for sale. He's got a Alpha 8410. Using a 4 CX1000, full output, $3,200. Got an Alpha 89 for $2,200. He has an Ameritron AL80D, 120 volt for $750. He has an L8000 amplifier for $2,000, and he's got a Alpha 77, I believe it is, for $2,000. All these amplifiers work full output. We've all been checked out. Ricky's phone number is 409-239-8063. 409-239-8063. All right, anyone need a fill? I think that's got everything covered from Friday and Sunday morning. So, this is W5BPK. You're listening to the Continental Traders Net. If you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come now with your call sign suffix. All right, nothing heard. K5 BHG, Jim, are you hearing us any better? Maybe we're hearing you better. Go ahead. I guess not. All right, anyone, anywhere. Buy, sell, trade, giveaway. Come now.
Kilo, Juliet 5, Charlie Echo, uniform.
Juliet 5, Charlie Echo Uniform. Come with your full call sign, your name, location, and your listing.
Kilo Juliet 5, Charlie Echo Uniform. My name is Mark, and I'm in Cameron, Texas. I will be at Belton, which is about 40 miles east of Belton. And I'm still looking for that Ameritron ALS-500RC, not the AMP. I have the amp, but the remote control, looking to buy one. My phone number is 254-644-8473, and I am good on QRZ. Thank you, Mr. Dennis.
All right, Kilo Juliet 5 Charlie Echo Uniform, Mark, he is good in QRZ. He's located near Belton. Yeah, I bet he'll be at Belton. He's looking for an ALS-500RC. That's the remote for the 500 series, ALS-500 series amplifier. Jim, that's your animal. He sure would like to hear from you. He's got some dollar bills in his pocket. He'd like to trade for that ALS-500RC. His phone number is 254-644-8473. 254-644-8473. Anyone need a field? Mark, do I have you mixed up with somebody else, or did you have a... Or are you looking for a two-element 40-meter beam?
I was, but that has been resolved. I'm picking one up tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. You're gonna talk to that little boy, what's his called? KO5KO?
Roger, Roger. I talked to him earlier, so I'm coming to go into his house tomorrow. Yes, sir.
Excellent, excellent.
Quacko strikes again.
Quacko is a man.
KW5KO.
All right. This is W5DPK. Anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now. K5DHG, are you back yet? Jay, are you needing anything for the Belton Amfest, firewood, utensils, banana pudding? What's your pleasure?
Well, I've got plenty of firewood, so I'm good for that. We got two pits coming. If anyone would like to bring something for us to cook, we can do that. We're going to have plenty of grill space. The briskets will be cooking overnight. The ribs only take about 3 hours. But we will have space if someone wants to cook some ribs or, I don't know, chicken or just, you know, whatever. If you got a pork butt, I'm not criticizing your anatomy. If you have some pork that you want to cook, we can do that, whether it be ribs or whatever. Tenderloins, you know. Y'all want it, you bring it, we'll burn it, and we'll go from there. All we need is for y'all to show up and have a good time, enjoy the food, enjoy the camaraderie, and everybody will be a winner.
Okay, and what about desserts? Desserts allowed on the table along with all that delicious meat product?
Well, we are not with Weight Watchers. We are, have no affiliations with them whatsoever. If you, okay, let's put it this way. If your wife makes some kind of a side dish, whether it be broccoli sprouts, asparagus, banana pudding, cherry pie, it does not matter. If y'all feel like bringing it, you bring it, and I guarantee you it'll get eaten.
Very good, very good. And banana pudding is allowed, is that correct?
It's actually requested, but I haven't heard Emery for a while. If you're listening out there, Sid, if you can talk her into it, we'll give her a round of applause.
Yeah, amen, amen. I'm talking to a person that might be able to... make some up the day before or something like that. Awesome job with that sort of thing. We just have to try to make connections with it. So. All right. Anyone have any other questions about the Delta Captain?
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
And there will be plenty of Diane potatoes. Last time we ran out, so we're bringing more. And it seems that everybody likes the spiced version of potato, so we're going to primarily confront the species of spiced potato. As, unless anybody would rather, we do one tray of regular potato.
That's beans.
Oh, you know the beans is coming too.
All right, she's gonna bring her spicy beans too, right?
Right. Yeah, I think that we're gonna do the, you know, the spicy beans go real quick. So I think we'll just do spicy beans instead of the regular beans.
There is one thing we can practically guarantee there, Dennis. If anybody walks away from the pit hungry, it's their fault.
Roger that. Okay, very good. This is W5DPK. This is, you are listening to the Continental Trader's Cup. This that meets every Sunday evening at 7:30. On this here frequency is 3922, whether we want to or not. If you've got something you'd like to buy, sell, trade, or even give away, come now with your call sign, Suffix.
Are you hearing me any better there, Dennis?
Yeah, you picked up a little bit. Go ahead. P-H-E.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate being patient with me here. I got my drink on 4C and my fast better 4C for sale. They bought for their shop and they're in great shape. And they look good, too. And an MD 2000 tuner and a frequency display. And I have no idea what it was when I bought the thing. My number is 817-578-1215. 817-578-1215. And I'm in Granbury. And that's basically it. $650 for the whole thing. Over.
Okay, very good. All right. Kilowatt 5 Delta Hotel Echo Jim Granbury has a R4C set up with the T4XC transmitter, got the power supply. Do you have the speaker also?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a complete boat anchor station, and it really, really looks nice. And I have a time hat too.
Okay, I think you said you did have the speaker power supply. And he's got the MN2000 matching antenna tuner. pickup in Granbury, $650. Building QRZ is call, kilowatt 5 Delta Hotel Echo. His phone number is 817-578-1215. 817-578-1215. Anyone need a fill? Go ahead.
Okay, recently I bought a Zegu G90, cute little transceiver, really nice. It ran, it worked real good, it was in perfect working order, and I bought it used at the Louisville, and it worked just fine, and then it quit working, and I called everybody I could think of anywhere to work on that radio. No one will, and Radio Daddy sells them, or did he, Radio Daddy sells them, but they'll tell you straight out that Zygu does not, you can't get to work warranty when it breaks, and you can't find anybody in this country that could will attempt to repair it. So before you buy any of that Zygu equipment from China, be real thoughtful and do a little research to make sure you really want to get involved. And that circle jerk, trying to find somebody to fix it if it breaks. Over.
Well, that's a shame, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. At least the handy talkies that, you know, cost $30, $40, if something goes wrong, you throw them away, buy a new one. At least the Chinese ones, for sure. Bofang and the rest of them. Thank you, Jim, for that information. This is W5DPK. Anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, give away, come now. All right, nothing heard. I guess that's about it. Don't forget, tomorrow night, at 8 o'clock on the NCTC UHF VHF or VHF UHF repeater system, we'll have the Texas Traders Net, starts about 8 o'clock on the system. Wednesday evenings at 7:30 on 3870, it's a Boat Anchors Unlimited Net. Friday night at 7:30 on 3870. It's the Friday night 3870 Traders Net. Next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on 7245 on the 40 meter band. It wasn't broken too bad this morning. That's the Sunday morning Texas Traders Net. And hopefully next Sunday we'll be back. We're going out of town for starting Tuesday, I guess it is. Yeah, Tuesday morning we're going out of town. Think we'll be back by Sunday, but you never know. I don't know. Anyway, I hope to hear some of you on some of the nets via the internet. You never know who's listening. Right. Anyone, anywhere. Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, last call. Alright, this is W5DPK closing the Continental Traders Net at 8:12 and returning the frequency to normal amateur abuse.
Hey, Dennis?
Yeah.
Just a little information on those Drake power supplies, on those older radios, the 500s and the RSA and the TX4s and stuff like that. The power supplies almost always came with the speaker in them.
Oh, I know. I've owned enough of them. but I have purchased the speakers separate, I wasn't sure if that was included on Jim's station there. I had hoped it would be, because that makes for a very nice looking station.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you notice I said almost always.
Oh yeah, yeah, almost. Almost always.
Oh. You headed south, Bill? You're already gone.
I guess so.
Which Bill you want?
No, I'm sitting here getting dressed.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're fixing to leave?
Yeah, I gotta go to work for a couple hours.
Oh, shucks. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. When the bank's closed, that's the best time to work.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. I can't let you go to sleep for nothing. All righty. No. I was just checking.
No, I gotta be in 200 miles from here at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Sounds like fun.
Well, I was stupid enough to take the job, so.
Well, you do get a little bit of compensation, so what can I say? All righty, well, I got to run down the hall, and then I'm going to go down the band. KM5QS?
Yeah, I'll be down there in a little bit.
All right, I'm fixing the QSY, WC3J.